I'm Zane.
I'm Sean, in the backseat.
I'm Josh. We're in a car.
We're in a car right now.
We're driving to my birthday dinner party.
We're driving Sean to a meat party.
And it turns out that my car has a power adapter plug in it.
That's AC. What they do to them now.
Yeah.
Did you see that commercial back in like the early 2000s for the Pontiac Aztec? It had a plug in the back so you could put your lantern when you're camping out in the desert.
It had a tent too. And the first person who won the game Survivor, the
won an Aztec.
He won a Pontiac Aztec.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
And his name was Richard
Kind.
Harris. Good job, Paige. By the way,
wow.
Paige and Dan are joining us. Say hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
They're sort of driving and keeping
driving
us
and
alive.
Driving and navigating.
Paige is driving.
I'm driving.
Sean's in the third seat.
I'm in the third seat all by myself. Hey,
I got
these holes to myself. I'm over here now, and nobody's with me.
This is the best podcast we've ever done already.
This is a lot like our Thanksgiving podcast.
Oh, and Zane and Josh are sitting next to each other. Hold on, let me check.
Our legs are touching.
Oh, God.
It's awful.
We didn't even plan to.
I'm going to get pregnant after this.
That's what a way to go. Hey, Zane, what are you reading?
I finished Mongrels, which was the werewolf book by Stephen Graham Jones.
Werewolves. People liked on the Reddit that you were talking about werewolves.
Yeah, except that everyone basically told me that I was wrong.
Oh.
And that werewolf books are great and werewolves are fun to read about and learn about. Everyone had a totally dissenting opinion.
So you go on a podcast to talk about books where we tell you that you're wrong and then you go to check it on the internet and they say you're wrong too?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty accurate.
That sounds like my life.
So was it good? Mongrels?
That's a maybe.
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't that interesting, and I kind of felt like it didn't really go anywhere.
Okay.
I'm still not totally sure, like, what the point of the story was.
What was it? What was the point?
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
Wait,
I don't understand how you don't
know.
How
can you be sitting that close to me and still not listen to me?
I wasn't listening to you.
It's a big car. We did rent the
Pontiac Aztec.
So I finished that, and then I just started The Elementals by...
Zeus?
McDowell.
Michael McDowell?
Well done, Dan.
Dan, coming in.
We were talking about it on the drive over.
This is the drive over.
I'm sorry. On the drive over to your house.
Drive-over.
On a different
drive over.
And it was...
Drive over podcast.
It was published in 1981.
That's like a year before you were born.
And it's about...
Yeah, it was a year before I was born.
It's a bunch of years before I was born. It's a ghost story, but it takes place in Alabama on a beach.
So it's a werewolf book again. You're addicted.
Sure.
I'm listening, Zane.
Anyway, I picked it up specifically because it's about like a very hot summer.
Okay.
And it's been so hot here, so I was like, oh, okay, like I'll read like a theme book.
Fair enough.
But that's going to be waylaid because tomorrow, Saturday, is when the new Harry Potter comes out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I have to read that.
It's a play script.
I know. I'm still going to read it.
Enter stage right. Dad, you're Harry Potter.
I'm still going to read it.
Emerge from a cloud of smoke. Yes, son, I am. Moo-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Wasn't it crazy that time you defeated Voldemort?
Yes, let's do a flashback to that, which I'm going to write to the exact clip from the movie.
Yeah, the clip. I love that in movies they do that. Oh, man.
Anyway, Sean,
Josh,
what are you reading?
Let's go to meet.
We know
let's
Josh isn't reading
fine,
anything.
Fine. Well, I was going to get it out of the way.
I read the menu to the place we're going.
Did you?
Did it say meat?
I didn't read it.
We're going to a Brazilian steakhouse, you guys. And when you're listening to this, it's going to be a couple of days before the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. So imagine that we're going to Brazil.
Dude.
To eat dinner.
I'm going to get some Zika.
Sure.
I'm going to get some Zika steak.
Yo, I'm going to swim in some poopy water,
man. Yeah.
Zane, I am reading at the moment the second of the Patrick Rothfuss Kingslayer trilogy. Which I was reading the last time we met, which, by the way, guys, was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And,
I don't think that's a secret.
We took a summer hiatus. I wasn't saying it as though it were a secret. I'm addressing the elephant in the room.
We're in a car.
It's not actually an elephant either. So
my stomach is growling.
I promise you, no one can hear.
So what happened was I checked that book out from the library, and then I kept it for too long because it's a long book.
And what did we get fined for that?
Well, yeah, like, I tried to, you can, at my library, you can renew books online on the internet, you guys. It's really cool. You should log on to it.
What a crazy...
You can see so many things there.
What a crazy world.
But I couldn't renew this particular book
because
someone had put a hold on it.
Oh, so you had to get it back?
Oh, that
right?
sucks.
Stupid.
But
did
then,
you buy
in
it?
The interim,
I put a hold
on
their throat and get the book back from them.
I read from start to finish Revolver by Dwayne Swarzynski.
Okay.
Friend to the show.
Oh, yeah.
One, right? Is that Quicksand. Out yet?
It is out. Yeah, it came out
okay.
on Tuesday in July.
Oh.
One of four. Throw a dart. I can't remember.
Fair enough.
But
Tuesday in July.
It's really good. And, like, not in the same way I've talked about with Dwayne Swarzynski before, where, like, I've always said his stuff has that Quentin Tarantino kind of quick-paced, you know, hop-to-it kind of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, this one doesn't really have that going on. It's a story told over three generations in Philadelphia, and I don't want to say too much about it, but...
Don't ruin it.
I'm not. Trying not to.
Good.
Ruining it!
You're ruining it!
But Revolver by Dwayne Swarzynski... Really, really good.
All right, so pick it up.
Everything named Revolver is good. The album, the book.
The song by Rage Against the Machine.
The song by Rage Against the Machine. I guess the gun. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never had one. And then I went to the bookstore and picked up Wise Man's Fear, which I'm now reading again. Which is why when you asked me and I said I read it. And I.
That's one good thing about bookstores. Nobody can put a hold on your book and steal it from you. Go ahead. Suck it, public libraries. I'm on to you. I know about your scams.
So, okay. Josh, what are you reading?
I'm reading...
how's it going with Devil in the White City?
We're getting there. I didn't even know we were going to be doing this today.
We're totally unprepared.
No, we're ready to go. We can
I
go
shouldn't even
room.
Be here today.
This is totally how we thought this would go.
This is kind of how I thought it would
it's
go.
It's going pretty good.
It's my birthday party, you guys.
Yeah,
Sean's
listen to it
birthday.
A little bit late, but I'll put some noises in with like birthday balloons and yeah, like
what
the
okay.
The blur.
Oh, like
yeah,
yeah
balloons
okay,
don't really
okay.
make noise.
Yeah.
I guess
they can if you like squeeze them
yeah,
and make
squeeze
the fart
them
sound
or the pop.
Or the pop. That's
where you
scary.
Blow them all the way up and then let them go and they watch them fly around the room and you go hey.
Dude, I like when they go into the sky and they disappear. Forever.
That's actually kind of cool.
It is cool, right?
Yeah.
Birthdays are fun.
You know, when I was a kid, we used to have balloon launches as like a charity fundraiser.
Yeah, and then they
school.
Were like, it's killing every turtle on the planet.
It's like we had to go door to door with an envelope and collect dimes and nickels. And I'm not exaggerating.
Oh,
like,
my
that was my
God.
Childhood. Maybe it was quarters and dimes. Anyway.
1985.
This was the night. That's actually about accurate.
Yeah, I know
He's
how old
picking
you
up farthings.
84, 83.
I was two. Or one, or none.
And for a quarter, you would get two balloons.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I really am the oldest person in the
two
whole world.
You really are.
Anyway.
Happy birthday!
It was like a field day at my Catholic school, and we'd all let them go. And you tie, like, you had to write out postcards to tie onto each of the strings.
Uh-huh. I did that, too.
See, Paige did it, too.
And my balloon went the furthest. It went all the way to the Catskills.
To the
what?
Catskills, Paige's balloon went.
Holy crap.
That's crazy.
I've never heard that story
before. Because I'm awesome.
What? What was your prize?
It was a gift certificate to somewhere, but I don't remember.
James Way.
Wait.
Probably, yes.
Was it a gift certificate to the restaurant we're going to right now? That would be awesome.
Is it still...
Don't say the name. We don't have the rights.
Oh, I mean...
Think of your review.
Is it still valid?
Ponderosa.
It's what I was...
Dude, I got so sick of the Ponderosa one time.
It was a long time ago, so.
Dude, it was probably James.
All right, let's take a little break. I think we're going to touch off the rails. We'll be back, because we've got a topic to talk about. Yuh-huh.
Uh-huh.
We do?
Guys, it's Sean. Welcome back to segment two of episode 74 of Cracking the Spine. I'm still Sean. I said that at the beginning.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Zane.
I'm Josh. I'm a little thrown off the rails here. Because
Josh,
I don't
keep
know.
Up.
It's a well-oiled machine to record a podcast
in a
on
car.
A 16-inch laptop in a moving car.
Oh, he's got to say how big his laptop
All
is.
All right.
Actually, it's 17.
Okay. Oh, all right.
From the base to the tip,
hey.
We get it.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's so cold out.
I see what you're doing.
So Zane, what are we talking about?
Apparently, we're talking about stories that involve travel.
Which is appropriate.
Books about being on the road.
Journeys.
On the road again.
The traveling people.
Are we talking about, like, travel books?
We could.
Oh.
It's a good thing Dan's in the car for this episode. That's all he reads.
Travel books?
Books about, like, traveling.
Really?
Yeah, that and
He's
genocide.
He's been a lot of places, too.
I know he went to Africa.
Which country was it, Dan?
Ghana.
Ghana. To play drums, right?
Yeah.
What?
Right?
End of story.
End of story. I went. I came back.
That's a good story. But no, I was thinking, like, you know, books about people that go places or, like, the best, you know...
That could be
adventure
fanny
story.
Book.
It's not an adventure. It's not adventure. Like,
well, we're
so, for example, the Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, boy. You're already using the one example we thought.
Yep. I'm the Hobbit, which is sort of
Lost.
Like the Lord
Wait,
of the Rings. Lost.
Lost is in a book.
He's right, though.
How about On the Road by Jack Kerouac?
I never read it.
Actually, I started it, and it's, what's the word I'm looking for?
Horrible?
Boring?
We weren't kind high. Were you high when you read it?
Don't have to, like, I was in college, it so it's entirely possible.
It is so far up its own butt.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
It, he wrote it on a scroll. Like he actually,
what?
Yeah, he wrote it on a like a papyrus.
Did he?
Papyrus,
did he bring it? Was he at a Starbucks when he did this? Because I've seen people who do stuff like that.
All right, you guys suck because that book is awesome.
What?
Oh!
Wait, that's, you're a member of the audience. Get out of the car.
No, she's on the show this week. Paige, defend. Go ahead, defend.
Yeah, I would like. I want to hear.
I think at the time when it was released. Kerouac really had things that he wanted to say, and he was very tuned into what was happening in the country at the moment. And if you read it through that lens, I think it can be very affecting.
Hey,
when was it? The 50s?
I think it was 1829.
Oh, wow. What was going on in
So saith Paige.
Thank you.
Well, I mean,
we're talking about the
it's
same
a beatnik thing,
the
right?
Thing is,
it's
like,
a,
I appreciate Kerouac, but I don't really like Kerouac. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You can appreciate, like, the impact that he had, but that doesn't mean that you like sitting down to read Kerouac.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Kerouac and William Burroughs and Allen Ginsberg were,
yeah.
like, they were, like, the Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill.
Oh, my.
And,
I think this is the best comparison.
James
oh
Franco
my.
Of their time.
What
You're
about Dave
get
Franco?
Get a lot of hate mail for
who was
that
Dave
one.
Franco?
So,
he's his little brother. No,
but who was the author?
I'm trying, to
the
make relatable to, I'm trying to make it relatable to now.
They're asking who
you know,
Dave
like,
Franco was.
To the people that love the Meghan Trainor music. And,
like you?
That was you.
You love Meghan Trainor.
Eat at cool hip restaurants like Applebee's, which I see on television.
Eat fresh.
Anyway, I'm trying to liken it to...
What?
So, I was always more of a fan of William Burroughs. I like Naked Lunch.
I
both
mean,
the book and eating food at about
see,
noon.
I think,
with
I
no
think
books.
Between the two of them, I would rather read Kerouac than read Burroughs.
Probably.
Paige is giving a silent gesture.
She's gonna, she's gonna slam into a car in front of him. We gotta be careful with
Paige
this.
Paige driving, you guys.
Yeah.
I am, I'm driving. Wait, I am?
Oh.
Oh, God.
Who's driving this podcast? Nobody.
Yo, Chuck Tingle could make this podcast this week into a great book.
It
no,
would be.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, seriously.
That's gross.
What about The Mist? They kind of travel in that book.
At
short story.
Okay.
Yeah.
They sort of...
But I think they were also doing a podcast in the car when that happened.
How about The Langoliers?
Oh, that's a good one. They're in an airplane.
They tried to travel.
And they're time travel.
And then those awesome worms came around. I think the show's going great.
In the movie, they're like little like digitized like thingies.
Yeah,
that didn't go.
Bronson Pinchot's in that movie.
He is.
You may know him better as
Balky,
the Snitch in True Romance.
That's
what
I know
known
him
from. For.
That's what I know him for.
I wanted him to be in Smart Guys so bad.
Was there a possibility?
We talked about like Ooh. Trying to get him to like do it and stuff, but like we didn't really have a reason for it. I just wanted Balky in the show.
Would you have tried to get him to play Balky, or would you, like,
no? I would. That would have been awesome.
Yeah,
that would have been way awesome.
I
would have felt bad about
do that.
It. Yeah, he probably doesn't. He probably doesn't do much of anything anymore. I bet he's reading On the Road right now.
I bet he's listening to the show, going, "God, I wish I'd taken that
Maybe they'll call back." But the end of that story is, bye, smart guys.
Yep. Agreed.
You can get it royalty-free.
What?
So what other books are about? Dan, what's another good book about? How about, like, travel guides to other countries? Those are good travel books.
I would...
About people traveling.
What do they say in those books, though? What are, like, what are they...
Oh, does Shackleton's Journey count? That's a
good
book.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's good.
I got a good example. So, when Paige... Hey, Paige.
Hi.
When we went on our honeymoon to Spain...
You're married?
Yeah, we got married.
Wow.
We went to the Alhambra Castle
yeah.
in Granada.
Uh-huh.
And we learned from a travel book, not from a tour guide, that it was occupied by the French
yeah.
when Napoleon was in Spain.
Yep.
And he gave the order, Napoleon gave the order to have the castle blown because they were losing and he was pulling a retreat.
Yeah.
And one French soldier stayed behind.
To blow
and,
up?
No, to remove all of the explosives and save the castle.
Oh, he just did it on his own.
Yeah.
Like, he loved that castle.
He, or hated Napoleon. I mean, maybe it's a mixture of both.
Yeah, I think a lot of people
hated
Napoleon.
Yeah, a lot of people hated Napoleon.
He was kind of a dickhead. He's a real big dickhead in Bill and Ted, so that's where I get
yeah,
all
that's
my
true.
Napoleon. He's on ice cream,
he's
he takes the last bite. He, like,
Piggy,
stops.
Piggy.
And then give him the button.
The first one or the second one?
That's
the
first
one.
Okay.
No.
It's the first. The second,
oh, right.
one,
the second one is
the second
death.
One is
the
death.
Robots.
Yeah.
yeah.
Which, by the way, also
Station.
Pretty good.
Station.
These movies are about taking a travel journey.
Yeah.
Just like we're doing in this podcast episode. Cohesive as a motherfucker.
I wish we could tell them where we are and how hard it's raining.
We're hurtling through space.
We're heading
That's
towards,
true.
Well, I mean, we're heading towards Center City, Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
On a date that you guys will have missed, so they're not going to stalk us.
Good.
And we're going to a restaurant where they will... Serve us meat until we tell them not to.
Wow.
Literally, that's what's happening.
You don't have that choice.
What?
I don't have that choice. I have
Sean has to keep eating meat no matter what.
It's my birthday, and I have been given specific instructions to eat until...
Sean is the first sin from seven on his birthday. Gluttony.
Yeah,
it was gluttony.
Yeah. You know, but
is seven like kind of a travel book? It's kind of like a travel through all the sins.
Kind of, but can we talk about that specific aspect of Seven?
Yes.
So
I love that movie.
I have an issue with that part.
Okay.
So what happens is the killer tells the fat guy he has to cut a pound of flesh off, right? In order to be allowed
no.
to live.
No, no.
No, that's the wrong... You're thinking,
the guy that's gluttony.
Gluttony is
no,
spaghetti.
No, you're thinking of avarice.
Yeah.
Greed is the one where he has to cut off a pound of flesh.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
So
that's
is,
the
wait,
one where
the
guy's in the...
Do?
The glutton has to eat until he dies.
He eats all that spaghetti.
That's how he dies. He,
yeah.
he eats himself
He kicks
to
him
death.
In the stomach or something.
Well, can we talk about the guy who has to cut a pound of flesh off?
Yes.
Sure.
The greed guy?
Yes.
Because
sure.
I have an issue with that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I want to go at.
All right.
Okay, so if a killer comes into your house, right?
Yeah.
And gives you a knife and convinces you that you're either going to have to give him a pound of flesh or die,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you cut your own foot off?
Yeah, a foot weighs about a pound.
Like... And a lot of people live without their foot. Like, trying to cut exactly a pound from your belly if you're a fat guy...
That's real dumb. Maybe,
unless you can't get to your foot.
Maybe... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know specifically, but I was always...
I'm
I was
sorry,
always...
Guys, Paper Mill Road is your exit, baby. Go ahead.
Well, now they're gonna know where we are.
Shit.
Know where we were.
Shit.
I think in the movie, or maybe it was just implied to me... that he was given, like, very specific instructions.
Yeah.
Like, what pound of flesh to give.
It had to be flesh. It could be bones. It could probably
right.
be.
Right. I think that was part of it.
Bones.
Yeah, it can't be
yes.
bones. Yeah. So I couldn't cut off...
A pound of skin weighs the same as a pound of bones, you guys. I mean, it's a pound, right? It's like that thing from
What
school.
Weighs more, a pound of bricks
or
a pound
of feathers?
Feathers.
It
all
weighs the same.
Yeah.
Although... just a bigger bat.
If you travel 60 miles per hour for 1 hour, how far will you have gone?
65 miles an hour. God, dude.
He's right.
Public school.
What other books are about traveling?
Oh, there's the other books about traveling, like...
I have two good ones.
Well, go ahead, Dan.
Dan has two
right.
good ones.
So, one of my favorite nonfiction ones is The River of Doubt, which is about Teddy Roosevelt's journey up the River of Doubt in South
That's
America.
Awesome.
Okay.
And
the River of Doubt.
A nonfiction one is The Chronicles of T.S. Spivet by Reef Larson, and it's about a little boy who hitchhikes from Montana to Washington, D.C. to get into the...
Capitol Building?
Not the Capitol Building.
The Washington Monument?
Smithsonian.
Oh. That's a fiction? That's a fiction
That's
book?
Fiction.
Okay.
That's fiction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I read a fiction book.
I know you don't like them as bad as much as I do, so...
Although he does actually like
read. He does read more than me.
That's all I got.
That's it. That's all of them.
Dan, out.
Good job, Dan. Thanks.
He just opened the door and jumped out of the car.
Dan, come back!
We're fine.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't think I've read. I don't know.
I feel like there's so many that are about traveling, like novels and stuff that are about like a journey. I feel very put on the spot and I can't think
of
a lot.
Die Hard 2?
Yeah.
They're in the plane that like whole time.
Up in the sky, well, the wife is.
Yeah, with Walter Peck from Ghostbusters. The original one, with men. Where men were the Ghostbusters and ladies weren't. Not that I have an opinion on these things.
Oh,
clearly.
My God.
Actually, I do it. It doesn't matter.
What about Star Wars? They go like hyperspace and that.
They travel a lot. What about Star Trek?
Yeah.
Trek is right there in the name.
But it's not really about travel.
Well, yes,
Star Trek
it's
is
to
about
find
travel.
New civilizations,
okay.
To seek
okay.
out new life.
To
okay.
boldly go and all over the place with things.
With
what?
A ship.
All yeah. over the place.
Data.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dan said he had more. Dan's going to save the podcast this week.
Another one.
I'm sorry.
It was a pretty popular book called Born to Run.
Hey, I think it's the next
Baby, you were born.
A lot of traveling in that book.
What is that about?
All through, you know.
America?
The U.S. and Mexico.
Oh, what about...
That book is really popular.
Shit.
I feel like I meet a lot of people who've read it.
Into the Wild.
Oh, yeah. Into the Wild, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. There are a lot of nonfiction.
What about...
Into Thin Air and stuff like that.
That's Sorry. The sequel to Into the Wild.
Is it?
No.
Babe, this is your exit.
Okay. Where are we?
We're heading to dinner. Let's take a little break. Because it's going so well. Be right back.
Welcome back to Crack in the Spine. I'm Josh.
I'm Zane.
It's episode 74, segment 3. We're back in the car.
We're so full of meat.
It's post-dinner.
We ate a lot of meat at dinner, guys.
Post-drinks.
I had drinks, too.
Yep. You can tell, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think I'm keeping it together.
Fogo de Spine.
So let us know, your favorite books about
traveling.
Or about, long journeys.
We took a journey to a restaurant called Fogo de Chao.
We absolutely forgot to mention a bunch of books, so please let us know what we forgot.
No.
Make a lock. Roll to the house.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, we're detouring.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
we're
shit.
Getting an accident.
If only someone had listened to Sean.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
So, also, guys, you may have noticed that we have gotten to be a little bit sporadic with our recording and or posting of podcasts. Not just so much that we're recording in a car tonight after meat and drinks, but also there was no episode last week.
It's not my fault. I swear to God, Internet.
No, it's actually, if it's the fault of anyone, it's my fault. I got a job.
Yay!
But my job requires me to travel a lot. Not travel, just commute to get to my job.
Like mine?
No, look for the signs that say 95 South.
Oh.
I mean,
welcome to GPS cast.
Anyway, so it's tough to block out time to do a show. I think we're gonna come up with a schedule.
We'll figure it out.
That will not require us to take a computer into the car.
But in the meantime, until we figure out the schedule, things are just going to be a little sporadic.
Yeah, get used to it.
We're not going anywhere.
We're not going to post every week, and we can't guarantee like every other week or anything like that. So we're very, very sorry. We hope that you guys are understanding. We are absolutely not stopping.
No, we love you.
We are just trying to find the time, and we're trying to give Sean time to adjust to his new schedule.
Yeah, guys.
He's like a diver, and he's got to come up slowly, or he's going to get the bends.
This new job is
the bends.
Potentially causing of the bends.
That's a great radio
I thank you guys. I thank all of you listeners for not being nitrogen bubbles in my blood.
That kill you.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Thanks for being the opposite of that. Oxygen bubbles in your blood.
Yeah.
So,
Facebook.
Twitter. Email.
Email.
Rate us.
MySpace.
We don't have a MySpace.
We can. We probably could.
Tinder. No, wait, that's just Josh.
No, that's Grindr.
Oh, Grindr.
So we'll be back soon with an episode that is hopefully more coherent than this. So come on back, and we'll talk again soon.
We love you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.